Continuing in Simchat Yom Tov. So we talked about in the first two shiurim, we talked about the question of objective actions, subjective actions, the emotional state, the relationship between the actions and the bringing about of said emotional state. And we fleshed that out through the case of eating meat, drinking wine. Were all of you machmir on Rosh Hashanah, you know, to be mekayim mitzvah? I don't know, whatever. You had meat, you had wine, I don't know. Okay. Good, wonderful. So then, if you the but what I want to do is now turn to the question of not men but women and children in the mitzvah. So the Gemara has this right. What does the Gemara say about women's chiyuv in Simchat Yom Tov? So if we remember, what does the Gemara say? Right, anashim sorry, we have two phrases that we have to examine. One is. You're obligated to cause your children and your household to rejoice on the Chag. Right? And obviously the implication of the rest of the Pasuk, which is Ata uveitecha. And then you have Bameh misamchem b'yayin. So the first day is that you make them all happy with wine, apparently even the children. Yes. Great idea. But now, if you stop there, right, and then Rabbi Yehuda says Anashim b'mai. Right. And then the Gemara says that for kuftet, right? Rabbi Huda says, no, men with what makes them happy, which is wine, and women with what makes them happy, which is new clothes of whatever sort, depending on whether you live in Eretz Israel or you live in Bavel, whatever was the norm there, right? Don't start giving me diukim. Oh, I live in Eretz Israel now, and therefore it should be white. What? It presumably means whatever is normal, like dignified clothes where you live. Okay. So what do you think? What is the nature? Let's go with both to the question of women and children. What do you think the nature of the mitzvah is for women? Do you think women are chayav in Simchat Yom Tov based on this Gemara? Oh, okay, wait. I have one yes and one no. Eitan says no. Good. Why do you say no?
The man should do it for them. So it could be on the man to make them happy.
Good. So he picks up on the fact that the language is, right, in both places is, you are chayav to make them happy, right? And that is in fact, right, the next line as well. You have to make them happy. Okay, good. Now, what's the problem? You said, yes, they are chayav. Avi, why'd you say yes? Okay, but so how do you deal with the fact that it says that
well, because it's only
traditionally
the man's
oh what okay so you're saying the way of speaking but why that way of speaking by member samcham guys yeah what right, meaning you could just say it's practical, like, yes, women are chayavot, right? Women are chayavot, but, okay, practically, right, the same way that, like, if, I don't know, let's say matzah, okay, women are chayav in matzah, right? So if I was just telling you, oh, well, Mordechai is now running his family seder, right? So I said, Mordechai, you got to make sure that everyone is able to kaim the mitzvot at the seder. So, make sure to buy enough matzah that everyone can have kashir for you, right? For well, and I'll say this is how many people are going to be at the seder. This many men, this many women, right? And they all need it. So you'll say, why are you telling me that Mordechai is obligated to go and buy the matzah? Why don't you say they're obligated to eat? The answer is because Mordechai is buying everything, right? So he has to take that into consideration, right? So we have two possibilities. Either what we learned from here is that women are chayav, and why do we say that men are obligated to buy the things? Simply because that's practically, right, the same way you would say the person who's going out shopping had better make sure to get what everybody needs, right? So you say that the person who's responsible for his family's kiyum of simcha has to go out. And the other, right, so, and Eitan says, no, it says, b'mem misamcham, right? He is chayav to make them happy. Maybe the chiyuv is for him to make them happy. Now, we still have to explain what that is, right? And I'll just throw out one thing, is that you need to figure out what is the parallel in the line between kids and adult women, right? Where, right? Because, right, so now if I just turned it to you, what about kids? What would you say? So on the one hand, you'd say, oh, obviously that must be that the father is chayev to make them happy. Why? Because they're not chayev in mitzvot. On the other hand, how might you get out of this? You might get out of it in two ways. You could either say women are chayev, kids are not chayev, and we just grouped them together even though they're not conceptually parallel, right? Or you could say kids are also chayev. What would that hang on?
That woman.
What?
Whether simcha is something that...
Well, so not just simcha, but in general, the mitzvah of chinuch, chinuch...
Whether simcha hinges on chinuch.
Well, so it could be whether simcha hinges on chinuch. We'll hold that thought for a second. You could go broader and say it hangs on chinuch, right? That it could be, is chinuch... There are at least two ways of conceptualizing chinuch. One is that it's a chiyuv on the parent to educate the child, and the other is... It's a chiyuv that Chazal impose on the kid. Who is this a machlokas between? I didn't give it to you, but let's see. Let's test your general knowledge. Let's test your general knowledge. What? To machloket Rashi and Tosfot in several places in Shas and Brachot Memched and Sukkot Membeis. Who holds what? So Tosfot says that the kids are that the parents is chayev and Rashi says that now obviously this creates a problem, which is how can you make kids be chayiv in mitzvot? Because if you hold like the Rambam, that how are you chayiv in mitzvot? Because of lo tasur, or mitzvot derabanan. Because of lo tasur, so then if they're not chayiv in lo tasur, then they can't be chayiv in this, or how could it be? How could there? Right, this is a huge deal I can't get into. So it could be totally in the general question of chinuch, or as Mordechai said, maybe it's unique to the mitzvah of simcha. Okay, good. You've been holding it in. So good. Give me a different formulation here.
Okay. Not different formulation. I wanted to say that. Hold on. I lost the train
of thought from my report. Okay. Sorry. Okay, going back. Women. Back to women. Eitan says, right. It says, make them happy. That shows you that they're not chayev. Avi says, no, that's just practical. It's like telling the man, listen, there are 10 people who need matzah at the Seder. Go buy it for everyone. Yeah, it's not saying that they're not chayev. It's just saying that's all it means.
You
can
say that it's even further than when you say that the women aren't chayev, you could go even further than saying, oh, it's just a technicality of the language. It's that you can... A man can do actions for a woman that could possibly cause a woman to be happy. But when it comes to the actual action of someone being happy, no one aside from the person themselves.
Okay, good. So Mordechai says maybe it's not quite like that either, right? Maybe what you would say is maybe there's a split between the masa mitzvah, right? What we've talked about before, the masa mitzvah of Simchat Yom Tov, or the actions that bring you to Simcha, and the resulting emotional state. And maybe you would say, listen, men are chayav in the actions, right? Women are still chayav in the, right? It's not just, right? And so what Mordechai is saying is, wait a second. What would it mean that you're chayav to make them happy? So one possibility is, you're obvious, you're chayav to help them fulfill their own mitzvah. Possibility two is, no, you're just chayav to make them happy. But the problem is, and this is the conceptual problem, what does it mean you're chayav to make them happy? So one direction is to say, well, they really are chayev. But what do we mean by they're chayev? They're not chayev in the action. They're chayev in the result. And therefore, you're chayev to help them facilitate that result. So they are chayev. They're chayev in a different way than men are. Right? Right? Meaning that they have the kiyum hamitzvah. Right? But they don't necessarily have the maisa mitzvah. So you have the maisa. They have the kiyum. Right? It's a very fancy way of saying it, right? But that's very possible. How else might you say it? Right? 1 second. So I'm just going to give Eitan the first dibs because he didn't explain himself. So I want to see whether he thinks what Mordechai it is or he was aiming at something else. Oh, okay. Well, then fine. Anyone want to give me a different one? Yes, Moshe.
That it's strange that the men would be totally responsible to buy the clothing for the woman when it would seem like, I don't think men normally know exactly what the woman wants from the woman. Right? So,
I love this.
Wow, that was amazing. Okay, I mean, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. And that's why the Gemara tells you what to buy. So if your wife says, I didn't want that, I didn't want white linen, but the Gemara says that's what makes you happy.
Right?
Maybe
that's the Gemara.
So presumably you should ask your wife. What if your wife likes surprises? Then learn what she likes to be surprised by.
So I think
there are cheats. There are ways of cheating, right? You know. So like, if your wife likes surprises, but you're not going to figure out what she wants, ask her sister. Right?
Ask her to guess what you got.
No, that's post facto.
I see.
You could do that.
No, it's not.
Or you pick up on hints. Anyways, yes. So. Right. So, but there's a bigger problem. Let's say you don't think like Avi that women are chayav, right? And you don't have the fancy lamdos of Mordechai and Eitan, which is they're chayav in the kiyum, but not in the maisa, and that's why they are sort of chayav. What's a bigger problem? So, what might it mean? What would be another way of explaining why you're chayav to make them happy?
So it makes you happy.
Very good. So it makes you happy, right? Is that the pasuk says v'samachla v'chagecha? Right, you and your family. It could be that maybe, right, the reductionist view is, why do you have to make them happy? Yes, because you're happy when your family's happy, right? If you have a nice steak and bottle and glass of wine at the meal, but your wife and kids are all screaming, it diminishes the joy that you feel. You feel happier when your whole family is happy. So it could be, if you want to be a reductionist, you would say that, no, the chiyuv is to make sure that you have a complete experience of happiness and that the ambiance in your house, right, the mood in your house contributes to how much you can enjoy. I don't know. Now, there is another formal issue, which I was really trying to limit myself because, you know, with Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, I want to be done with the sugya before end of Zman. What is another reason? What is another factor that you have to throw in that would influence the question of, and again, I didn't give you all the Gemaras, but I will now tell you the relevant ones, right? What is a relevant factor here? What's another reason why you might wonder whether women are chayavot?
Mitzvah
Zeishah is among Grammas. You might think that they are not chayavot, which would push you in the direction of saying that they are not chayav. Now, the Gemara in Chagiga has this line that shasimcha noheget ba'anashim uvenashim, that women are chayav. Now, what does it mean they're chayav?
In what?
Well, in simcha, right? But then you have to ask, what does it mean they're chayev? And that comes back to what we just said. Is it they're chayev? Are you chayev to make them happy? It sounds like they're chayev. It seems to be the simple pshat, however, is that, maybe I should have given to you. See, I was torn between being minimalist here and Makarot. I probably should have given you this Gemara. But the Gemara in Kiddushin is even more explicit. Because the Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Lamed Daled Amud Bet is trying to figure out the source for the exemption from Mitzvah Zeishah Shazman Grama. So the Gemara says, well, let's learn them from Tefillin. So the Gemara says, why would you learn them from Tefillin? Nelef mi simcha lechayuva. Why don't you learn from the Mitzvah of Simcha that they're chayav? What does that imply? That it's Mitzvah Zeishah Shazman Grama and that they are chayav themselves. And Abaye answers, Amar Abaye, Isha Ba'ala Mizamcha. No, a woman, her husband makes her happy. Which is Rashi clarifies, the simplest shot is that this question is, in fact, is two stages in the Gemara, or even maybe Machloket in the Gemara in Kiddushin, where Abaye says, as Rashi makes it very clear, how does he read that line? He says, Ein chovada simcha tluya ba. The simcha is not contingent on her. Ella al baila sheyisamchena. The husband has to make her happy. Kari be sheyisamach. Right? That he should make her happy. Right? But then the Gemara says, Almana ma'ika lemeimar. So the Gemara says that works for a married woman, but not for an almana, right? A widow. So the Gemara says, Bishruya etz lo. The Gemara says, you're right. You're only obligated with the people who are living by you. Right. So what's the simplest explanation of Abaye? That it's on the man. Right? That the chiyuv is on the man. Now, again, why? What's the chiyuv on the man? Right? So if you take the, right, so I think at some level, this, if you take the Gemara seriously, that, oh, it's only the people that are shruya, it's low, it's the people who are by you, then what does that indicate? Yeah, and what would that point at? The idea that it's about the ambiance thing, right? It's about creating the right mood in the house, right? And they're not chayev at all, right? You'd have to get a little bit fancier with, if you felt like you wanted to say, they're chayev in, right? Okay, now again, I didn't give you the Gemara condition even though it's somewhat clear because I wanted to limit ourselves. And the truth is that the same, right, conceptual problem merges from this line of Mesamcha. What? You said you're right, you're only Chayav Shuri Aslo with those women who are by who dwell with you, otherwise, you're not exactly.
So if the Amana doesn't have an obligation to make yourself happy,
probably would want to.
Say it again?
So the Almana doesn't have an obligation to make yourself happy on Yom Tov.
Right. That's what would seem to emerge. Okay. However, right, you could distinguish, as we said, and say maybe, right, if you wanted to now to come back to what Mordechai said, how would you defend Mordechai's read based on the Gemara and Kiddushin? Right? Again, the Gemara and Kiddushin seems to imply that women really are not chayav, and it's just l'sameach. So how could you defend Eitan and Mordechai's preferred read, which is they're not really not chayev, they're just not chayev in the Maisa, right? You would say, yeah, that's exactly what the Gemara in Kiddushin means. The Gemara is talking about formal Maasa HaMitzvah, right? And the formal Maasa HaMitzvah women are exempt from. But the reason that you're chayev to make them happy is not just because of ambiance, not because of the mood, but because they're still chayev at some level, in the extent that you can be chayev, in the Kiyum HaMitzvah. Right, they're still relevant in the Kiyum HaMitzvah, right? And that's why you're chayev to do it. So I just gave you two sources. You can see here.
So you're chayev to create the ambiance for. Are you chayev to create the ambiance in a mitzvah in and of itself, or are you chayev to create the ambiance so that other people can be kiyum?
So you could go in either direction, right? I think, right? That's exactly the point. Fine, I think you could defend it.
Where do we normally go on this? Are you obligated to create situations where people can?
So no, you would have to say that this would be different because of the fact that the pasuk actually says you rejoice with your house, right? And therefore, there does seem to be a unique way in which you are chayev to facilitate this. Right, so in the end of the day, does it sound like women are chayev in the Maisa Mitzvah Simcha? No, that seems to be a clear Gemara. But when the Gemara says that you're chayev to make them happy, there are two ways of taking that. Either they're not chayev in the mitzvah at all, and it's about making your house a place which is a happy place for you, right? And you know, if your wife and kids are happy, then you're more likely to be happy. Or it's no, is that they're not chayev in the Maisa Mitzvah? Yes, but the Kiyum HaMitzvah here is so central that right, you are supposed to facilitate their Kiyum HaMitzvah. Yes.
Slight side question. If women do want to practice mitzvah, is that considered adding on to the Torah?
No, okay. Probably not, except according to a weird Shuvah that Tosfos read.
Cool.
Yes, at some point, the last Shir Klali of Shana Bet in Zman Choref, Rav Gigi gave Shir on this question, and he went through a whole analysis of the Gemara, and he said that obviously, right, but by the end of it, right, he pointed out that you could end up reading Gemara where if you, whatever, you're going through the Lamdus, and he said, oh, are they Chayvim Baltosiv? And he said, no, obviously it goes against the Gemara. And I pointed out to him that, yes, it goes against the Gemara. And nevertheless, there is one tshuva in the Tosfos Rid, not even the Tshuva Rid, but his other Sefer Tshuva, in the Sefer HaMachria, in Tshuva Ayin Chet, where he does actually raise the possibility that women fulfilling mitzvot Aseh Shazman Grama is Bal Tosef, and nevertheless, they're allowed to violate the Isser of Bal Tosef for reasons that are discussed in that Gemara. Right.
Does this speak to this possibility?
Yes, you know, he does.
Oh, okay.
And not in other places, because basically, Rav Gigi pointed out that Tosef Rid clearly says the opposite in the relevant Sugyot. And I said, yes, or didn't clearly... The Rid did not go this far in the Tosef Rid. I said, yes, but he does go that far in the Machria. And Rav Gigi's like, yes, but it goes against Gemara. But sometimes that is par for the course for the Tosef Rid, because Tosef Rid is very creative, and sometimes he will do like, oh, it's a machloket a sugyot. So it is not impossible, but it is a bizarre tshuva in the Sefer Machria. It's a very, very long tshuva in the Machria.
All right, fine. We're not going to go through
that. No.
Yeah.
That's how it's taken by the Chachma Ashkenaz for sure, in the clearest form, in the first Shut Ben HaShamayim. Of Rav Yaakov of Marvej. Okay. Yes. Fine. That doesn't matter. Now, if you come back to our Gemara, so now in our Gemara, what do you think? Is it clear that in our Gemara there's only one Shita? So I would say no, because what in our Gemara would point to the fact that even within our Gemara, the conclusion is not clear. Is you have two deot, which is what makes them happy.
Right.
One is yayin for everybody, and the other is whatever is magia lehem. Right. Now that forces us to ask again: if you say that they're chayiv in wine, everyone's chayiv in wine, so how would you read that? So either you would say that's evidence of the fact that everyone is chayiv in the maisa hamitzvah, and the maisa hamitzvah is objective.
Wine is happiness.
Right.
Happiness is
wine. Right. Now, if you wanted to negate that, you would just say no. Maybe you're chayiv to make everyone happy, and everyone is happy when they have alcohol. Right. But it's about the kiyum. You could do that.
There was that one.
Right, but then the Gemara says b'ra'u lehem. Right, and changes it says no. Men, it's meat and wine, but for women and for kids, it's b'ra'u lehem. Right, whatever makes them happy. Now, how would you understand that? So again, you can either say women are chayav in the subjective actions, right? But again, that seems to be against the Gemara and Kiddushin, right? Or kids, right? And you could say that what it means is. Right, so remember we said that the more you go on the subjective actions, the more prominent the issue of the kiyum belief comes, right? Because the more you say it's not about formal actions, it's about whatever action makes you happy, right? The more you're saying that the mitzvah is less about the action per se and more about what it brings about. So to say that, listen, men have to have meat and wine, right? That might indicate that they have both the maisa mitzvah, what?
Yeah,
ideas exactly. So he could just be saying you're not a man if you don't like meat and wine, right? And that is one possible. That's definitely a plausible way of reading the sugya. And the other is to say that that no, the fact that men are mekayim the mitzvah with the examples that are based on psukim is because they have a ma'aseh mitzvah. And the reason that women are b'ra'ui lahem is because it's either about creating the mood in the home or about bringing about the kiyum b'leiv. But once you're focused on those. They may also have a kiyum b'leiv. Yes, we're going to talk about that. And that's why. Right, so then you have to ask, are men, right, kiyum b'leiv to the exception of the maaser to the exception of the kiyum b'leiv, or in addition? Okay. So if you look here, I just gave you two sources, the Sefer HaChinuch writes as follows: Nohegin mitzvah zul inyan asimcha, avolol inyan hakarban, chol makom v'chol zman bizacharim unekevot. This mitzvah applies at all times for men and women. Oh, how did he get there? So you tell me. He says, how does he read the Gemara in Kedushin? That the limitation of women from the Chiyuv is only for the Karban. Right? For the Karban. Right? But the other parts of the mitzvah of Simcha are chai, are everyone. I, mitzvah Jesus, man grama. You'd say, okay, but maybe this is less of, either it's an exception to the rule, or you'd say it's less maisa dependent to begin with. Right? Yes, of course. Like matzah or kiddush. Yeah, sometimes. And maybe, well, maybe that's how you take the limud of the fact that you have to make your family happy. Is that because it's about you, or the fact that you have to make your family happy shows that they're chayav? That would be the limud, right? And if you don't make sure that you and your family are happy, then you violate this. And the minchas chinuch, note that lehalacha, right, after all the both the reads and the lumdos that we noted, minchas chinuch just summarizes. Or again, I wanted to just shortcut it for you. But minchas chinuch says, baldan arayved dinashim pturot mi mitzvah zu. Right. Women, according to the Ra'avid, the conclusion from all these figures is that women are pater. Rak isha baila misapcha, but a man must make his wife happy. Hainu de mitzvah alabal lisamcha. The husband must make her happy. Or sharu yetzlo, the people who live at his house. Vehu plukta bekidushin. And he says, how does he understand the Gemara in Kedushin? It's a machloket. That's what the Gemara is really saying. It's not just a havamina maskana, it is a machloket. Right? That the first day is saying they are chayav, right? And that's why you can't use that as the paradigm to exempt people from mitzvah, women from mitzvah seishas mangrama, because they are chayav, right? And Abaye, who's saying, no, that you make them happy, is saying they're not chayav. V'rambam bozik yirav zera, v'arayva bozik Abaye. And he says, therefore, the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Zera. Right? It's not just the Havamina Askana. It is the Rambam versus the Ravid based on Abai versus Rabbi Zera. Va'ayin Meshut Shagaz Aryeh Shepil Pil Bezabari Chud. And again, if you would like to look at this at length, you will see that Shagaz Aryeh deals with this at length in Tshuva Samach Vav. V'nei L'shitat Rambam Kol Ishei Yisrael Chayavim Mitzvah Zu. Hein Bishar Minei Smachot. V'chol Zman. V'hein Bisham Yisimcha B'zman HaMikdash. And according to the Rambam, everyone is chayiv in this mitzvah, both the Karban and the other Simchot, depending on whether the Beit HaMikdash exists, except for Chershot and Katan. And according to the Ravid, women are exempt from the formal mitzvah, definitely the Karban, because that at least is a mitzvah to say, She Hazman Grama. Right? So now let's review what we have. So, textually, what problems do we have to deal with? The Gemara by us, the language of Bamei Misamcha. The Gemara in Kedushin, which alternatively puts it up as a paradigm that women are pater from Mitzvah Zeh Grama, or then re-explains the mitzvah. And then the Gemara in Chagiga that assumes that women are chayev. Right? So how do you put them all together? So either you say it's a machloket, right? That some people think they're chayav. They're just chayav. It's a mitzvah says to grandma, there's a pasuk, you and your family. And you take that as women being chayav themselves, right? And that is the position of the Ravid. It's machlokot sugyot. We paskin that women are chayavot, even though it's a mitzvah, sorry, are pator.
No, we're
in yeah, yeah, right. Meaning the issue at hand is the maisa mitzvah.
Right.
Whether it's an exception is a machlokot and the sugyot. Right? It's a machloket, Abaye, Mizera, Chagiga, Kiddushin. That's the Ravid. And therefore, we paskin, it's a mitzvah, drama, like Abaye, women are not chayev. Then what does it mean that they're chayev, that a husband is chayev l'sameach otan? So either it's about creating the mood in your house, or more fancy, is that you think that the tour of mitzvah, drama, is only an exemption from ma'aseh ha-mitzvah, but not... Right, but not from Kiyum Balev or whatever.
Does anybody explicitly say that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Would you like me to? So would you like me to read you a formulation? No, okay, sorry, before I get to it, and part of what this depends on is also in our Gemara, whether you think the way you make them happy is with yayin or whatever they want. If you think it's yayin, that points more in the direction that it's formal, unless you think that's the only thing that can make you happy, right? Or you say, right, or yes, so the mood in the house is drunkenness, right?
Well, no,
your kids, you're giving them...
It's a math, right?
Yes, your four-year-old, just giving them, just plowing, like plying them with wine. Don't, in case anyone's not going to assume me. No, don't do that. Or you say, right, this complicated thing that women are chayav not in the maiso, because it's a mitzvah that says one grama, but they are chayav in the simcha balev. So, for example, Moshe Sternbach writes this way, okay, and he says, Beikar mitzvah simchat yom tov nireh sheyesh bazesh treg darim. Right? The mitzvah simchat yom tov has two aspects. Chada lichyot samech bilvavo. One is to be happy in your heart, the two of lev. V'zeh gam b'li asir shum ma'aseh. That's even without doing any action. V'od yitzaveno b'mitzvah simchat l'asot pu'lot shigru l'simchat lev ha'adam. M'samech lev ha'adam. And you're obligated to do actions that make you happy. V'haynu machol mishnah v'chol davar ha'masamcha. Okay, so next paragraph. In your edin, nashim shepturot misimcha, virag ba'ala misamcha imo, right? And that which you say that women are exempt and their husbands are chayiv to make them happy. Abaye kedushin v'chinu dat arayvid lahalacha. So he says, even for the rayvid, he argues this. Da ptur rak michovad hamitzvah lechol shalmei simcha v'achil basar shteyat yayin. That just means they're puzzled from the actions of eating the karban. We're having wine per se. Aval b'chelik hazeh shel ha-simcha, she's simchat ha-lev, but the heart part which is in the heart, gam ha-nashim chayavot, after the mitzvah says in grand grama, even though the mitzvah says in grama, because maybe the p'tur, nira the high p'tur, the exemption of mitzvah says in grama, maybe it's urak b'mitzvah, sheish ben maisa. It's only mitzvah that have a action. Mitzvah aseh, do. But if it's not do, it's be, feel. Right? Aval mitzvah atluyot b'lev, Gam bizman grama nashim chayavot.
Well, you can ask a question about similar to the question that we asked about the first of the Aseret Hadvarim. Some of the people formulate that Amona is a mitzvah, but then how can you guess that? So it's like a predication. It feels like happiness would be in a similar boat.
Maybe. Okay.
I don't know.
So now the. Okay, I'm debating how I want to do this. Okay, you know what? Why don't you skip to 6? Let's look at Rabbi Yashav is a nice little summary of Katan, and it'll probably be one more day on these Makarot, is really to flesh out this issue. As you see, the second half is an English summary of Rabbi Soloveitchik, because Rabbi Soloveitchik really was very into this idea of the importance of recognizing both the Maaseh HaMitzvah and the Kim B'Lev, but instead of giving a long, very complicated piece in the Rav, I thought about it. Should I do that instead? No, it's in the, no, but he writes in a few places in Vikash Kamisham. What? No. I mean, it's been translated, some of the books in which he does it in Vikash Kamisham. I figured I gave you a nice little summary from Ruchaim Navon, who points out how this is central to the Rav's philosophy of mitzvot in general. But I guess before we do that, okay, so, you know, let me just tell you, here's what we're going to do. Okay, today, let's try to just lay out the issue by Katan, okay? Right, we already laid out the theoretical possibilities, but let's sort of flesh that out a little bit, and then tomorrow we'll finish up the issue of subjectivity in action, right? What exactly we mean by kiyum b'lev, other implications of kiyum b'lev, and if at any point you run out of makarot, so then you can look up the gemaras that the Rav is quoting, right, which I didn't make you look at, right? And I also want you to briefly read the Ramban to figure out, as we talked about at the beginning, once we're talking about subjectivity, where is the role of God in this? Right? We've talked about being happy, but remember, it's happy before God. So how does that shape the mitzvah? We talked about some aspects of it in terms of the karban, but I want to add one element to that, which is shir. The Rav was very into this idea that part of it, based on this Ramban that you'll see in number three, is the role of shir, of song.
Oh, I thought shir, like amount.
No, shir, like song for God, and how that is central to not just the subjectivity of the mitzvah, but the contextualization of the mitzvah, right, of making it about God, okay? Okay, so I'm going to leave that for you tomorrow, but let's, because we've already sort of fleshed out the possibilities with, in terms of women's chiyuv, and again, disclaimer, did not give you an exhaustive makarot, if that was not clear, when I only give you a chinuch and a mechas chinuch on it. As you saw, just in us laying out the lamdus, it took us almost 40 minutes to lay out the lamdus, and I read the gemaras to you outside, because you guys keep complaining I give you too many makarot. So I'm trying to be nice, but my default is always to give you more. So if at some point you're like, you start asking me questions that imply that it's, what? Fine, I'll put the gemaras on the sheet. Okay. Fine. I'll tell you that if you want, tomorrow, just make a note for yourself. So look at the Gemara in Moed Katan on Yud Dalid Amud Bet. And try to read the Gemara in Moed Katan Yud Dalid Amud Bet, okay, at the top of the page. Okay? You can ask me for it tomorrow as well. Okay. And also, I guess, you can, and also read the Gemara, the top of the Gemara on Psachim and Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph in terms of the mitzvah at night. Okay. If you want to see just some of the other relevant Gemaras in terms of the mitzvah at night on the first night. Okay. Fine. But let's get the katan issue out. So again, katan. What do you say the chiyuv of katan is? So we said, what's the problem here? So, if you say that it means that katan is chayav, what's the problem with saying katan is chayav again? Are they chayav mitzvot? And as I told you, you didn't know that, but that's a machloket Rashi and Tosfot, where Rashi says that chiyuv chinuch is on the kid itself, with all the problems that come with that. Tosfot that it's on the parent.
Where
right?
I
just told you it's a brachot memchet, sukkah membet, megillah yotet. So sukkah membet is the mitzvah chinuch. The megillah, it's the issue of a katan reading megillah. Brachot, it's like katan and benching. It's in cases where a katan is being involved in a mitzvah. That's where it comes up. Okay. So first of all, if you want to say that ketanim are directly chayev, so if you hold like Rashi that chinuch means that ketanim are chayev, so then that would be your answer, right? Is that at least on a derabbanan level, ketanim are chayev, right? If you think that it's about the father and you think that women are pturot, so then they're parallel, that neither women nor children are independently chayev, the husband, father, is obligated to make them happy, either because of the just to create a mood, or if you wanted to get very fancy, you could say that maybe not only by women is there a kiyum balev, but not in the maisa. So maybe you'd say that ketanim aren't chayv in maisa mitzvah, but maybe there is value in them having the kiyum alev, right? So if you wanted to parallel between women to ketanim, right, you could come up with the same lamdus. So if you look at Rabbi Yashiv, I was just trying to sort of shortcut it, but if you look at Rabbi Yashiv number six here. He says, "Geder simcha lekatan biyomtov." What is the definition of what is the nature of the mitzvah of simcha for a child? So he says, "V'nashim b'roilin v'chein posek harambam etc." V'kasha ma'ara harambam lefso kiri mashra shagavei simcha posek kiri shikata av harambam danashim v'nashim chayavim ba'arba kodesh because of my God ma'amini d'gam tanim chayavim. Right. So he says, why does the Rambam seem to posken that women themselves are chayav, and why does he seem to even say that? By Tanim, at least insofar as, I didn't go through the whole sugya here, but the Gemara makes it clear that Arba Kosot is in some way entangled with the mitzvah of Simcha Yom Tov, and Tanim are chayev in Arba Kosot. So the fact that the Rambam writes Ekstanim or Chayiv in Arba Kosot, does that imply that they're really Chayiv in Arba Kosot, and therefore they're Chayiv in Simcha? So he notes that Katava Pri Chadash, Simen Tav Ayin Bet, Siv Katan Tevav, the Rambam Machin Lo Katav Ketanim Bedavka. You're right. The Ketanim aren't really Chayiv. Right, it's he doesn't mean a dafka. Mishum shabazakari the pturim ma'achar shelo goy lechinoch. So possibility one is are ketanim chayev? No, they're not chayev. What?
They're not
or they're not really chayev because they're not. They didn't come to the age of chinoch. They're not chayev. They're not chayev in simcha and they're whatever. The summary is she yesh mitzvah simcha barba kozot because Rabbi Yehuda holds that. The mitzvah of simcha is connected to harach kozot. V'chevet shesimcha ain lekatan beyayin. And since kids don't enjoy alcohol, imkain, or they shouldn't, imkain lo agi lechel sharba kozot. V'so biri, Rabbi Yehuda legabe yom tov. V'chevet shal nashim yishimcha yoter b'tzivonim. Tzarech lesamcham bazach. Ein din arba kozot. Ach din arba kozot yesh behem. Besover Aram, the chaim the stamad gemara halacha kirav Yehuda. Im kain halacha kirav Yehuda. Ve'agav shein raya gemura meri akiva. Dev shenat lam gam yayin. Uma shenat lam klayer ve'gozim loya lekdei shel yishnu v'shalu k'moshe anira. Mikol magam stamad gemara kirei. Right. So possibility one is: are they really chayiv in arba kosot or simcha? No. So why do you give them candy? To keep them awake, to keep them interested. That's really what's going on. None of this is really arba kosot. It's not really simcha.
Danim or
right, it's to get them interested and stuff like that, but really, are you really chayiv? Is there any way in which they're chayiv in these mitzvot? No. That's possibility one. Now again, we could spend a long time on whether this is compelling when the Rambam, but I wanted you to see possibility one is to say, listen, ketanim are not really chayiv. And what we're talking about here, giving them candy and making
right? The Rambam really holds like the proxy that children are chayiv in their own kennel, so really they are chayiv in.
Okay, right. But then, right, he notes that Rabbi Yashim says, "Amnam b'Shulchan Aruch wasak daf ketanim chayiv in arba kosot." The Shulchan Aruch really does paskin that kids are chayiv in arba kosot, right? Which implies that maybe they are involved. So now he goes directly to Simchat Yom Tov. V'samach lebechagecha ule'el chino l'Rashbam shekadosh shinogut chayiv in arba kosot v'shem shekam heim nigol. Right? We ask the Rashbam seems to say that ketanim are chayiv in arba kosot because they were also saved. Right, that's the Gemara's argument. Why are women chayiv in arba kosot? Isn't mitzvah zeishu shesman grama? The Gemara says, af hein hayu bota anetz. They were also involved in the miracle. Right? So, the Rashbam says, that's why ketanim are chayiv. Because they were also saved. V'lachora ein chiyu mektanim atzmo, devik yeshoda. How could you say that ketanim are chayiv? Right, they're like a shoda, not chayiv in mitzvah. So he says, well, Rabbi Zera holds that women aren't chayev, their husbands are chayev to make them happy. And that women's chayev is really just a derivative of the man's. And the rest of the pasuk is that you have to make the ger and the atom chayev. Those aren't people that you're responsible for their mitzvah per se. You just, but part of your mitzvah is that you have to make the atom happy, right? The orphan happy, etc. And you see that almana is patur unless, but there's a mitzvah for the Jews to have almana over at their houses to make sure they're happy. Amnam tzarech be'er. Darim ha'shekatu b'tor l'sameh ger, b'zev vada shigam ha'ger chayev. But he says, but wait a second. The problem is that if you go to that pasuk and you show in that pasuk that what? That anyone included in that pasuk is not really independently chayev, but is rather your chayev to make them happy. Is that true of a ger? No, right? Because a ger is chayev because he's an adult Jewish male. Which means that if you read the pasuk, so some of the people there are clearly not your direct responsibility. They're not chayev themselves. They're just your responsibility to make them happy. But at least one of the cases there, the ger is someone who, is he independently chayav? Yes, which means that in that pasuk, besides for you, are there also people who are independently chayav in the mitzvah themselves? Yes. Amnam tzarech be'er, darei ma'ashikotu b'tarol sameach ger, b'zeh v'adeh shigam ger chayav mitzad atzmo, l'smoch, shari'u b'chal Yisrael. Ella al karchak tzarach lomar sheish chiyuv miyuchad al kol ish Yisrael v'sameach ger. He says, ah, that's not a proof. Why? Because maybe in addition to his chiyuv to be sameach, there's a mitzvah for you to be misameach. Meaning, that's not contradictory. You can say that there's a mitzvah for him to be happy and a mitzvah for the Jewish people to make sure that the ger is successfully mekayim his mitzvah. But that doesn't prove that everybody in the pasuk has an independent chiyuv, and therefore he says, if that's the case, v'nachanami shuchiyuv nosaf. You're right. It just means there's two chiyuvim on the ger. The ger ba'atzmo k'shel atzmo chayiv b'simcha. The ger himself is chayiv. Eladin chayiv kol Yisrael shebisimchato yekalul afzmeach ger shumakir. But in addition, you're chayiv to make sure that the ger is yes, and the same as Ramana, right? He says the same Ramana. But if that's how you read it, right, so you understand, this is the problem, is how do you read the inclusion of ger in the pasuk? This is what I like about Rebbe Yashiv. Right, Rebbe Yashiv says, what it comes down to is how you read ger in the pasuk, right? Because if you say that your family, which is your wife and your children, are included, the fact that you have to make them happy shows that it's not your chiyuv. Sorry, it's your chiyuv to make them happy, but they're not chayuv. Then you got to figure out, what do I learn from ger? So I have two possibilities. I can either learn from the fact that Ger is an adult Jewish male and that he's included in the Pasuk, the fact that even the people that the Pasuk says you have to make happy are really themselves Chayav, right? And how do you understand you making them happy like Avi did before, which is make sure that they're able to behind the mitzvah. So of a poor orphan or a Ger who doesn't necessarily... Right, you're chayav to help to facilitate their kiyum of their own mitzvah, right? And whatever you'll say, why a ger? I don't know. Because a ger didn't grow up Jewish, so maybe he doesn't know how to be mekayim the mitzvot, so it's the responsibility of Jews to make sure he does it, right?
Isn't it our responsibility to make sure that they feel accepted?
Right, or whatever it is. But fundamentally, the fact that you're making them happy is not contradictory. It does not contradict the fact that what this pasuk is telling you is that they are... These people are independently chayav in the mitzvah. And if you wanted to, you could extend that to women and children as well, right? That just because you're supposed to facilitate it doesn't contradict the fact that they are chayav, right? So that would, I'm going back to what Avi said, right? And then you looked at it and said, look, the ger is clearly chayav. One second. So again, the ger is clearly chayiv in the maisa mitzvah. So if you wanted to compare the ger to the katan and the isha, you could say the fact that your whole house is included with the ger, that shows that everyone's chayiv in the maisa mitzvah, maybe even the katan. And the only reason that you are chayiv, what it means that you're chayiv to be misameach is that you help facilitate it, right? But Rebbe Yashiv doesn't want to go in that direction because Rebbe Yashiv says, I don't understand. That's not how it works. Right, so what is his chiddush? The ger has two halachot. He is indeed independently chayev, but you're also chayev to contribute to his simcha. Why? Because you're chayev to make them happy, because whatever, all the reasons, all the mitzvah we have around ger. But
they're more involved in the miracle, therefore we could be shaman in our own right.
Oh, I don't know. You come up with whatever lamdas you want. No, right? But sveidinim. But once he says sveidinim, so then he says, yes, a ger is chayiv, but is that the context of this pasuk? No. When it says that you should make your household happy and the ger happy, is that talking about their chiyuv? No, we're talking about your chiyuv, either to set the mood or the fancy lumdus of to ensure the kiyum balev, even though there is no maisa mitzvah for the katan and for the isha, right? Which one does Rebbe Yashiv take? Rebbe Yashiv assumes kedavar pashut that a katan cannot be chayev lahalacha, and therefore he says l'fi zeh bekatan yishchiyuv ala av l'samcho. V'lachen v'yirsh Hashem shabish gam him nigalu d'chem jish barakos mitzvah simcha v'kenen shav hem ayvodo anez l'kach yish mitzvah ala av l'samcham v'inachanami d'lo shayich l'chayvam chasma b'simcha. He said when we say you have to make them happy, that's just explaining why this. What's his chiddush? This isn't the normal mitzvah of simcha. Okay? It's not the normal mitzvah of simcha. Right? He brings in the Rashbam to say that because kids were also saved. So in addition to the normal mitzvah of Simcha, there's an extra mitzvah for the father to include the kids who also have reasons to celebrate in the celebrations. But fundamentally, do they have any chiyuv? No. So now if we review the possibilities, so what is the chiyuv of katan? So possibility one is they're chayiv themselves because as a function of the general mitzvah of chinuch, which according to Rashi is a mitzvah on the katan. Yes? Possibility one. Possibility two is the katan is directly chayiv in the maisa mitzvah of simcha. I, normally katanim, are not chayiv directly in mitzvot. Maybe that's what the Rashbam is telling you, is that this mitzvah, because the kids also were part of the miracle, they are particularly involved, and therefore uniquely, katanim actually are chayiv in some way. Now you'll tell me that's too strong. Right? So one step down would be to say what Mordechai and Eitan and Kobe said for Isha and say it for Katan, which is, no. Obviously a Katan can't be chayav in a Maisa mitzvah. But maybe uniquely the Katan can be chayav in the Kiyum HaMitzvah. Meaning, look, a Katan can't be chayav in a Maisa mitzvah. But maybe you can say that Katan has to be happy. Right? You can't obligate him in formal actions. But maybe you can be machadesh that you can, when it's relevant, obligate them in certain emotional states. Good. But the problem is that while you can plausibly say what I just said for women because they are adults, and therefore it's plausible to say what Rav Moshe Sternbach said, which was women are exempt from the formal Maisa Mitzvah, but they're still chayav in some real sense in the Kiyum Balev. That's a bit harder to say when it comes to Ketanim, because, yes, a woman, you could say you're not obligated in the formal Mitzvah of Simcha, but you are chayav to bring about an emotional state. And if they don't do it, what would you say? You're an adult woman. You failed to do something you were chayav in. But with a Ketan...
You literally lump them in with a
Right, so normally, so that would be much harder, because you would say, how can you do that? Can you really say that they fail in the mitzvah? What's the answer? Probably not, but not 100%. Not? Right? Because, I will just throw out to you, and this is why, right, like I said, if you encourage me too much, I will go, whatever, right? I'm trying to limit myself, but you see, you never believe me that the hardest part of shir, what I once heard from Rosenzweig, and I didn't believe him when he was giving shir, but just like you don't believe me, the hardest part of shir is tzimtzum, right? Is limiting what we put, right? It's really a Kabbalistic term, which means that God contracted himself. But, you know, it literally just means to contract. But it happens to be that while most poskim assume that ketanim have no chiyuv whatsoever in mitzvot, fundamentally, right? This is not the concern. This is not all achronim, because the Gemara, very quickly, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that implies that ketanim at least have a maisa mitzvah, right? And it says the reason the ketanim aren't, right, in the context of bestiality, where the animal is killed because a maisa mitzvah was performed with it, right? A katan is not killed, right? Even if, right? Because the Torah is chasanim, even if he's the object of a maisa vera, which shows that at some level he might have a maisa vera, he's just exempted from onchen, right? That's one read of that Gemara. It happens to be that lahalacha, most poskim assume that katanim until 13 have no chiyuv in mitzvot. However, the Chasam Sofer and the Behuda, I actually disagree with this. I know, always. And actually say, yes. So it's an interesting thing with the Chasam Sofer, and you have a discussion where they say, why is it that everyone says that in terms of onshin in this world, you become chayv in mitzvah when you're 13, but in Olam Haba, you can't be chayv karis till you're 20. Where does this come from? So the Maariv Chiyah says, what do you mean, where does it come from? The Rambam says in the Perush Mishnah, in the seventh paragraph of Sanhedrin, because it's explicit in Yerushalmi, and the Rambam Paskins like it. But nevertheless, the Yehuda and the Chasam Sofer both say, no, it's not true. Possibly Ketanim, as soon as they are aware enough to Mekayim Mitzvot, it's Lehefech. That at 13, Besdin can enforce it. But God starts enforcing mitzvot as soon as they're intelligent enough to mekayim well, mitzvot.
I don't need to say like a kind of
right, so they know the Yudnach Sam's over, I have Chuvah where they challenge this. So
now, how do we know scientifically when the brain is fully developed? Can we post back that would say, oh, and it can't purely.
Till 20, right? So,
mid-20s.
So if you really wanted to get fancy, you could say Ketanim are actually chayiv in the mitzvah, following the shito that Ketanim can really be chayiv in the mitzvah. We're just not machayiv them. Blah, 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 blah. Who knows? Maybe that's why you're putter from Karis. I don't know. Right? Okay, so if you want to be really fancy, Kobe, you could in fact go in that direction. But the simplest shot is that you might want to split between women and Ketanim and say that women, at least it's plausible that they're chayiv, maybe in the Maisa mitzvah, maybe in the Kiyum Balev. Tanim, it is easier to go in the direction that, what do we mean that you're chayiv to be misameach them? Either that the father is chayiv to bring about the kiyum balev, but they are not chayiv in it themselves, right? Meaning it's valuable for you to bring about the kiyum balev, right? But if they fail to do it, there's no bitul mitzvah on their side because they are ktanim. Or to say even more, right, or even more minimalist, no, you're chayiv to make your kids happy because if your kids are screaming and yelling all of Yom Tov, you're not going to enjoy Yom Tov, and maybe it's just about moots. That would be right. So in order,
you need to make your kids actively happy, or do you just need to shut them up?
Right, exactly. Right. So now we've basically laid out the possibilities for both Nashim and Ktanim. Right. The whole hierarchy. They're chayiv in the Maisa Mitzvah. They're chayiv in a related Maisa Mitzvah. They're chayiv in a Kiyum Balev themselves. You are chayiv in their Kiyum Balev, or you're chayiv in creating a mood. Right. And we talked about how Isha and Katan might or might not be parallel in this context. Tomorrow, now that we've talked so much about this Kiyum Balev, I want you to focus on, I guess if you get a chance to read the Gemara on, you just write this down for yourself. The Gemara on Psachim Ayin Aleph, Amud Aleph, okay? And Moed Katan Yudalid. If you want, I'll just send it out to you. I can send it to the Gemaras. But read. I won't print out more source sheets, but I'll just tell you to look at those. Keep it, that specifically in the issue of the relationship between Avilut and Simcha, as well as the question of Simcha at night. I'm literally gonna just send it to you right now. And in that context, I want you to think about the issue of Kiyum Balev. And with that, I gave you an English summary of the Rav, where you can flesh that out. I gave you a few pieces on what it means to have subjective actions, where you can also think about the context of the relationship between subjective actions and Kiyum Balev. I gave you the Urayim to see other contexts. And I gave you the Ramban to add not just the issue of subjectivity, but the issue of contextualization to the mitzvah. Specifically, how do you get Lifnei Hashem when you don't have Karbanot, where you'll see that according to him, the issue of Kiyum Balev is not actually limited. The issue of Lifnei Hashem is not limited to Karbanot. Shir is also part of that, and we'll plug that into the Sugya as well. Okay?